And now, the Goldbergs. Molly is in the midst of one of her exciting forays into the lives of other people. This time, it's Sylvia Allison and her father, while Sammy's safe in the family fold because of the understanding of Dr. Tater and his warm sympathy. When the woman from Mr. Allison's past, who was supposed to come by train, arrived at the Goldberg house, no one was there but Sylvia. Sylvia, the very one who resents this woman most. Now, the telephone rings, and Sylvia comes to the phone.
Speaking. Yes, Dr. Kate. She's here. Esther Miller's here. She's upstairs. She didn't come on the train. Well, she missed the train, came on the bus. She's upstairs changing. No, nobody. Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg went to the station to tell my father she wouldn't come on the train. No. No, they don't know she came. She came after they left. Well, what do you want me to do? I said hello. I asked if she wanted anything. I didn't call her mother, if that's what you want me to do.
Look out.
We have to find out, Rosalie. If Miss Miller missed the train, she wouldn't be here now till the last bus, I think so.
Did you want me to find out, Mom?
Yes, darling, dear, you will. But how will you find out, dear?
Oh, of course.
Darling, go upstairs and bring me my apron.
There's one down here, Mom.
So give me the one that's down here, dear.
I don't want to go upstairs. The less I speak to Sylvia Allison, the better I like it.
Oh, so don't go upstairs. So give me my apron and call up for the bus schedule. And I'd better tell Papa before he starts walking down to the village. Call, darling. Yes, dear?
All right,
call,
Ma.
Dear. And I'll call Papa so you shouldn't walk with Mr. Allison down to the village.
All right.
So much, dear.
Hello? Lastonbury Hotel, please. Yes. Hello? Could you please tell me when the next bus arrives from New York? Oh, all right.
Excitement,
all right, yes, please. This is Allison walking down to the village alone.
I'll drive him down.
Oh, so why don't he come indoors a moment?
He's communing with himself. Let him commune.
I'll call him. Let him commune if it's communing. So let him commune. No. If you're going to drive Allison down, so go already because it's not long to wait.
Oh, if you're driving, then...
So if you're driving, Jack, so I'll go also.
For what purpose?
For what purpose? I'll go. I'll shop already if you're going to the village. I need oranges. I need lemons. I'll make lemonade. I need some in the house. The house is empty.
I wish it was.
All right. So let's go then. Look out, Kitty. Let me take off my leg. Here, darling. Push it away on the side there.
All right.
Look out, Kitty. Look out.
Come in. If there's no room coming back, I'll walk.
Come to the room.
La 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 la. Sylvia?
Yes.
What's all the excitement?
Don't you know?
Oh, she missed the train. You know what Dr. Cater says about that?
No.
She wanted to miss it.
What difference does that make?
None to you, Sylvia. I came home early because I wanted to speak to you before Esther Miller came.
What do you want to say?
Well, I'm not sure it's what you would want to hear.
That never stopped you from telling me before.
What are you fighting so hard for, Sylvia? What do you want? Suppose your father is in love with this woman. Suppose he even married her.
Let him if he wants to. That's his business.
Then why don't you stop resisting everyone who wants to help you?
What did you want to tell me?
You know as well as I do. We've both learned from Dr. Cater that every source of unhappiness in your life came from your father. Because he was unhappy. A misfit in the life he picked for himself.
I'm sorry for him.
You're not.
Then I'm not.
And now, after all these years, he has a chance again. A chance that people often don't have to pick up the threads again and begin once more.
That's what I've been told every day, all day long, since you've been mentioned.
What have you got against it?
Nothing.
Know what I think, Sylvia? You don't want your father to do anything definite, to change his life, because you still haven't learned to change your own.
It's all very vague.
Then I'll be more definite. Why don't you wake up? This love you have for Dr. Cater is ridiculous. It's too old, it's too different for you to have any hope. You've got to take your place with all the girls your age. Go back to school. Do something. Don't just sit around spinning daydreams that take the place of reality.
Is that your advice?
Yes. Stop resisting life. That's what you're doing, resisting life. You've got to accept it and start from there.
You sound like a philosopher. A 20-year-old one, too.
You're impossible.
I know that.
I thought you wanted to become a different kind of girl. You said so once.
I'm all alone in the world without anyone. What difference does it make?
That's not true.
Why? Because my father asked me first about Esther Miller before he spoke to her. My father only has one thing on his mind. His own happiness. That sickly old love affair he had with her 15 years ago.
Dr. Cater?
Hello.
Hello. Well?
Where is she? Who? Who? Miss Miller.
Oh, she missed the train.
But she came on the bus.
What?
She's here upstairs.
Didn't you tell Sammy?
Well, no, I was listening to his advice on how I should act.
I guess that's too late now.
Yes.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I invited her upstairs. I asked if she wanted anything. She's changing and waiting for my father to get back.
But he was back. You let him come in and go out again without saying anything. They were all back, my mother and father, too. Oh.
Well, I suppose then you don't care about any of the things I said.
Well, you know I do.
You haven't acted that way.
I wanted to think first.
About what?
About what I should do.
What did you decide to do?
I've decided to protect myself.
Against what?
You mean against whom?
You don't like her.
There's no room in my father's life for anyone else.
Anyone else except you mean?
He's not entitled to any more happiness than I've had. No more than I'm going to have.
How do you know how much happiness you're going to have?
What do you mean?
How do you know how much happiness you're going to have?
What do you mean?
How do you know how much happiness you're going to have? That's what I mean.
A ray of hope. Intense relief breaks from Sylvia's face as Dr. Cater turns away. And Sammy wonders if that promise of happiness, which the psychologist half implied, involves Dr. Cater himself. For himself. For himself. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all treats.